Good afternoon, almost evening. So today I'll be talking about an estimation of restaurant-associated foodborne illness incidents in New York City from 2014 to 2016. So foodborne illness is defined as illness caused by the consumption of contaminated food and can result from the exposure to many different pathogens. Many individuals with foodborne illness do not seek care. Therefore, it is vastly underdiagnosed and not reported to health departments. Most recent estimates indicate that there are approximately 48 million episodes of foodborne illness in the United States each year. Additionally, it has been found that eating food prepared outside of the home increases the risk of acquiring foodborne illness. New York City is a large metropolitan area with approximately 24,000 restaurants and 15,000 food retailers. There are over 8.5 million residents, and approximately 78% report going out to eat at least once per week, providing many opportunities for exposure to foodborne illness pathogens at restaurants. New York City has a non-emergency information service, referred to as 311, which can be used by residents to submit food poisoning complaints, either by phone or online. The New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene receives approximately 3,500 restaurant-associated complaints each year, which results in the identification and investigation of about 30 outbreaks annually. Given the high number of residents and restaurants in New York City, it has long been suspected that many incidents of restaurant-associated foodborne illness remain unreported. And this was confirmed in 2011, when during an outbreak investigation, multiple complaints were identified on the restaurant review website Yelp that were not reported to 311. This discovery led to a 9-month pilot project in 2012, which found 468 Yelp reviews consistent with foodborne illness and identified 3 otherwise unreported outbreaks. It also found that many reviewers were unaware of 311. The success of this pilot led to a sustained collaboration with Yelp and Columbia University to obtain a daily feed of Yelp reviews and develop a program to classify and identify reviews pertaining to foodborne illness. Yelp has been fully integrated into the Department of Health Foodborne Illness Complaint System. A nightly process holds data from Yelp for New York City restaurants. A text mining and machine learning program developed by Columbia classifies reviews. It assigns a 6 score, indicating the likelihood that a review pertains to foodborne illness, which ranges from 0 to 1 and is based on if the review contains keywords indicating food poisoning, if it indicates multiple people became sick, and if it indicates an incubation period. The reviews with a 6 score greater than or equal to 0.5 are manually reviewed and classified by Department of Health staff. Messages are sent for those identified as complaints, requesting that the reviewer contact the Department of Health for interview. Inspectors are sent to restaurants if multiple complaints are received over a short period of time, or if a complaint indicates multiple ill individuals. Feedback data are sent to Columbia to improve the sensitivity and specificity of the classifier. While the integration of Yelp has been very useful, we are concerned that we are still not receiving all complaints of restaurant-associated foodborne illness in New York City. With this project, we sought to assess the concordance in reports received via 311 and Yelp. We also sought to estimate the total number of New York City restaurant-related foodborne illness incidents and derive the proportion reported to the Department of Health, allowing us to evaluate the foodborne illness complaint system. that's okay. All right. So we use the capture-recapture method to evaluate the foodborne illness complaint system. This method was originally developed by ecologists to estimate wildlife populations and has since been applied to evaluate disease surveillance systems. It requires the comparison of 2 independent data sources to determine the number captured by each individually and by both. A model is then applied to estimate the total number of incidents and derive the number not found in either data source. We compared restaurant-associated foodborne illness complaints submitted May 1, 2014 through April 30, 2016 on Yelp to those received via 311. We matched on complaints received within 30 days of each other using restaurant name and location. SAS 9.4 was used to conduct the match, which used a deterministic matching algorithm with an exact match and then various fuzzy matches, some of which required manual review. Using this, we were able to identify distinct incidents, which are defined as the instance where single or multiple complaints were received for one restaurant in a 30-day period, and determine if the incidents were reported via 311, Yelp, or both. Here is an example of distinct incidents. The first incident is for restaurant A. It has three separate complaints, which were received within 30 days of one another, ranging from January 1st to January 25th, 2016. This incident was identified by both 311 and Yelp. The second incident is for restaurant B, which has two separate complaints within 30 days of one another, ranging from January 15th to January 29th, 2016, but it was only identified by 311. The third incident is also for restaurant B, which has a single complaint with a date outside of Incident 2's 30-day window and was only identified via Yelp. For the capture-recapture analysis, we use the unbiased version of the Lincoln-Peterson estimate, where N is the total estimated number of incidents, and 1 is the number of incidents identified by 311, and 2 is the number of incidents identified by Yelp, and M is the number of incidents identified by both 311 and Yelp. The standard error formula shown here was used to calculate the 95% confidence interval around the total incident estimate. Now for the results of the match. 6,506 complaints submitted to 311 were compared to 1,646 complaints identified on Yelp. This resulted in 7,819 distinct incidents, of which 128 were reported to 311 and Yelp, 6,236 were reported only to 311, and 1,455 were identified only on Yelp. Having determined the number of incidents reported to both sources and reported to each source individually, we were able to determine the total number of incidents identified by each source. Using this, we applied the Lincoln-Peterson formula to calculate the estimated total number of restaurant-associated foodborne illness incidents, which was found to be 78,155. From this, we are able to derive the number of incidents that remained unreported to each source, and those that were not reported to the Department of Health, which was estimated to be 70,336. Using the standard error formula shown previously, we calculated the 95% confidence interval around the total incident estimate, which was determined to be 65,410 to 90,901. Our analysis found an estimated total of 78,155 restaurant-associated foodborne illness incidents. Of those, 7,819, or 10%, were identified by the Department of Health complaint system. 6,364, or 8%, were only reported to 311, and 1,455, or 2%, were only identified via Yelp. 70,336, or 90%, were not identified by either reporting source. The integration of Yelp reviews into the Department of Health Foodborne Illness Complaint System increased incident detection by 23%, supporting continued use of the method. However, the complaint system captured a very small percentage of estimated incidents, suggesting that a large number are not being reported to the Department of Health. This indicates the need to increase the public's awareness of the New York City Department of Health complaint system and for efforts to identify other reporting sources. There are limitations to this project. One assumption of the capture-recapture analysis is that the method assumes each incident has the same chance of being reported. However, those who choose to report to 311 or Yelp may have different characteristics from one another and compared with the overall affected population, and these underlying differences could affect the probability of an incident being reported to each system or at all. This may result in an overestimation of incidents. However, the results are consistent with other research indicating the gross underreporting of foodborne illness. For our next steps, we recently integrated and plan to evaluate the usefulness of incorporating Twitter into the New York City Department of Health Foodborne Illness Complaint System. I'll be talking about that tomorrow, so stay tuned. And our future plans also include identifying new data sources. We have been working with iwaspoisoned.com, and we would like to reach out to other potential sources, such as Seamless and OpenTable. And I would like to acknowledge everybody here without which this work would not have been possible. And thank you.
So great. Yeah, a question over here. We have plenty of time. Are we going to be able to get those back on, you know? Or?
A question I had was, you defined an incident as it could be a single complaint about a restaurant.
Yes.
And that is sort of the quantum unit, the smallest quantum unit that's measurable. But what would happen, and so I can easily imagine there's tons of those events that are going to be difficult to report, difficult to capture. But what if you looked at just at the ones where there were two or more? Where your incident included from whatever source, two or more, what would your estimate look like then? Would you still have a 10% capture?
I'm not quite sure. That would be interesting to look at. And I think the estimate would probably decrease because what we would be considering to be an incident, it would be more restrictive. And that would certainly get rid of some of those single reports. That's a good idea.
But one question along the same lines, which is, I mean, that one wouldn't be considered a confirmed outbreak in any jurisdiction. And are there other criteria where they were confirmed? I mean, you said the Yelp, if it had an incubation period, that brought it into the domain. But was it an incubation period that was consistent with a plausible pathogen? Or was it just they mentioned I got sick 2 hours after eating there, which is unlikely to be from that restaurant?
Right. And a lot of our complaints are of that. I'm sure everybody, if you work with foodborne illness complaints, you see that all the time. So for Yelp, we manually review all of them. So it is actually looking to see, but we do investigate even or consider it to be a complaint, even if they are indicating what we believe to be an unlikely incubation period. Just because there can be really short ones, it's very rare, but for certain toxins. So I think we definitely use certain criteria, and for outbreak investigations, it was much stronger criteria than what I used for this. This was really just looking at the reports and the incidents. For outbreaks, you typically require an interview. We require two or more within a 30-day period, or one that is indicating multiple people became ill, like a large event.
Thank you. Well, you asked this before. Go ahead in the back. Just
okay.
Keep spread around.
I'm for a little bit for a minute, so that's sorry about the light situation. Your light was nice, but I'm sorry. The question I have is, you mentioned that you're planning to one of the many groups that you plan to look at is Iowa poison. And to be honest, I have serious concern about this system because it's so incomplete. It's almost like encouraging people to complain about whatever.
Yeah. We get the reports via email, and we have found them to be unuseful. But we have heard from other jurisdictions that they have identified outbreaks from I Was Poisoned. So it's something, like, I've definitely gone into it thinking, this isn't very helpful. It's typically large chain restaurants, and the complaints don't have contact information, and they don't really, for in New York City, they oftentimes don't have a full address, and it can be hard to locate a Chipotle on 6th Avenue. Like, there's a lot of them. So it's not the most useful tool. But I'm hoping that he will make it more useful. So we've talked to the creator of the site and given him feedback. And so we'll see. I'm hoping it gets better. So whenever we initially did the match, we were looking at it, trying to match it by on the person level, and it was quite difficult. We get a lot of anonymous complaints in 311, and Yelp users don't actually always have a name that is representative of their actual name. And it would also get tricky, too, because, like, a husband would report, and then, the wife would report on 311, the husband on Yelp, and sometimes they'll both report on Yelp. So that's why we kind of did the incident, the 30-day, regardless of who complained.
did say that the Department of Health personnel reaches out to these people when you look at complaints. What is your response rate?
So from Yelp, I can say our response rate is about 18% and our interview rate is about 10%. It's not great. I'm not quite sure what it is for 311. I can get back to you on that. For Yelp, we do get a lot, we do a lot of out of jurisdiction interviews. And that's just because Yelp, it's a lot of travelers will write, reviews on Yelp. 311, I believe, so one of my counterparts in the Office of Environmental Investigations, she, will often forward it on if she can, and especially if they report, like, being diagnosed with something, we always follow up with the other health department to say, like, hey, is this person actually in your system, and do you want this interview information, that kind of thing. Are you
okay,
laughing?
You're sure. Sorry, go ahead. Yes. So especially with Twitter and Yelp. So we recently started this project with Twitter. I'm not going to give any spoilers, but Yelp, it is a review website. Like, you're going on Yelp, you are searching for a restaurant, you are writing a review about that restaurant, and you're indicating that you became sick there. On Twitter, people are just tweeting that they got sick, and we might have some location information. Even if we do, it's really not that great. They no longer offer very specific detailed location information in their public-facing API. So we're finding that the algorithms that search both applications have to be written very differently, just because on Twitter you don't have as much information. So you can't look for an incubation period in a tweet. People don't tweet about that. It'd be great if they did, but they don't. So, but in Yelp, they might, because they have a lot to write. They write very long stories about their illness. So it has to be very different. And with Twitter, our model is very different too, which I'll speak more about tomorrow. But we essentially tweet back to the person asking for a very short amount, a very little small amount of information, just so we can actually confirm that they're tweeting about their sickness and that they went to a restaurant. So. Great. Thank you very much. Wonderful presentation.